no name. Should dip this one in holy water. It says, hello, Wild 94.1. I'm writing this hoping to get on the Freak Show's 7 o'clock confession. I am a married woman and have been going for 11 years with my husband, and he and I were high school sweethearts. We've been together ever since. We haven't been blessed with any children yet, but hopefully that's in the future. My husband and I have always had a great open line of communication. We really don't have secrets between us. We were each other's first and only pretty much for everything other than the first kiss. We've explored our sexuality and fulfilled lots of fantasies, explored things you would only do with a special person, I'll say. Pretty much everything he has want to do in the sex realm, we have done. I've been open for him, from sex in public, role playing, even brought one of my girlfriends in on a couple of occasions. We've done it all.
Hell,
wow. Yeah. Attaboy.
Attaboy. You cheered for he's not writing the email. Oh. Huh? Well, now I have a request, and my man isn't on board with it. My husband and I are both on the heavier side. I'm a BBW, and he is my sexy BBM. Mm. I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Am I a BBM?
Don't ask me.
Tommy's face is like, oh my God.
Okay, my husband and I are both a bit on the heavier side. I am a BBW. He is my sexy BBM. Think Lizzo, but I'm a lot more reserved. My husband is a little bit bigger than me, but he has good stamina, if you know what I mean. Well, I now want to bring in someone for my request. I'd like a threesome, but I'd like it with another guy.
Ooh.
But he has to be a specific type, because I really have a thing for little white boys. That's my thing. Think little Justin Bieber. I just love me some Justin Bieber, and I want to put it on a little white boy so bad, and I've never had the opportunity to, because I've always been with my man, who is my big teddy bear. My husband has to be in the room, though. I don't want to cheat. And I don't want him to even be involved. So a threesome really isn't what it is. I just really would like him to be involved, so I'm not in there betraying him, but he should watch.
Mm.
He is so against this and said absolutely, positively not, but I don't think it's fair, because I've done everything for 11 years that he's even dreamed up. And he can't return one favor that I'm not even asking him to betray who he is. Mm. I'm mad, and I don't want to make it a big deal, but it is to me. I don't know what else to do.
This is crazy. So you're allowed to have sex with somebody else as long as it's a woman, but you can't have sex with another man and be in the same room. He makes you feel uncomfortable.
First of all, it's weird. This ain't normal. This ain't the norm. Ain't nobody out there stirring grit saying, ooh, we do this. Like, that ain't normal.
Mm.
So you're asking your husband to go kind of like.
It is asking a lot.
You're asking a lot.
And I understand. Oh, I understand that she brought one of her friends in and kind of let him do that. But that doesn't mean that he has to be okay with it.
She's been fulfilling all of his fantasies.
Everybody has boundaries.
Yes.
And everybody's allowed to say, I'm not comfortable with that. And that's what he's saying.
But she's not asking him to participate. Like, if she said, that's the devil's three-way. We all know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, she's not asking for that. She's like, I want a pass.
Mm-hmm.
I want a pass to have this fetish of, because it's the opposite of my man.
Pretty white boy.
But I don't want you to think I want that. I want you there.
Right. That's asking a lot.
I get it.
How is it a lot? She's already slept with other people while they've been together.
You know what?
But he's not involved.
It's different with girls.
Oh.
I'm sorry. It just is.
Well, how is it different? He's not going to be doing anything. He's not going to be having sex. He's just going to stand there.
Somebody said that is called a cuckold. To watch your partner
Can you say that?
Yes.
You did.
That's a term.
I know all the words I'm not supposed to say.
Okay.
That's not one of them.
Made the list.
Right.
If it is, I'm my bad.
That's a term.
But somebody said it's where you watch your partner with another person. It's really common. Bonnie is on the phone. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
So Well, the first thing about the whole cuckold thing is that he would have to be into it to be considered a cuckold. What she more wants is like a voyeur just for him to watch. A cuckold is like where it's more demeaning and like degrading, where she's like, ooh, like look what I'm doing that you can't do. So that's the first thing.
Wait. So it's disrespectful?
Yeah, a cuckold thing is like where you would do it and be like kind of like degrading about it, like, oh, look what this guy can do for me that you can't.
Oh, okay. All right. They're so much better than my husband.
Oh, yeah, so. No, yeah. Let's not do that.
So what she more wants is like a voyeurism.
Yeah, she wants to put on the show. Or she wants to apparently be safe also because she's only been with her man for the 11 years. So
right.
She wouldn't want to be by herself with somebody.
It could be like she wants to show him like, you know, from, you know, a different point of view also. But, I mean, I've done with my boyfriend pretty much everything that she's done. I mean, it's not like, I mean, I've had others. But, I mean, he should definitely be open-minded and be, I mean, when it comes down to it, they're kind of like swingers. So even if it's a soft swap or something like that, I mean, maybe they should do something like that. I mean, there's so many terms that, like, but it's really common. It really is.
Okay. I appreciate the education. Yeah. You know, the fact that all of y'all are so well-versed on this is really weird because when I read it, I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Nobody's going to be into this.
Do you see the text? Everybody is doing this. They got other words that I'm not even sure we can say.
Right.
No, we won't.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.